pipeline. R3 is open. I got the paper right here. Well, can we get this place to look? Did you sell the section bracket? Bill? Let me hold it. There it is. Oh, after this deal, I'll throw the ordeal too. After picking out. Huh? Yeah. May I see that word mean thing?
The what? No.
The thing we're supposed to read?
Oh yeah, what time is it? 85 something?
85:35. Why don't you get a map, Jim, so we can tell the folks what you're looking at. Which one do you want, what do you want me to read?
The first four.
Okay. What time is AOS?
I don't know. It should be any time now.
I can't see it, there's so much light on there.
It's minus 63 degrees pitch, 350 degrees yaw.
I'm not getting anything.
What are you gonna try to, what window are you gonna do it out of?
Huh?
What are you gonna do it out of? This side window here? The Terminator or what?
I can't hear you.
What window are you gonna do it out of?
Well, wherever we can get the high gain on.
We're pointed straight up in the air now.
No, we're not. We're just about horizontal.
Oh.
My visual's off.
Probably be best up at rendezvous
like that. Yeah. If you yaw about 30 degrees this way, you could probably pick the earth coming up over the hill.
The right?
Yep.
What about always?
You're going to be thinking out that window over there.
Actually, yaw to the left,
won't I? No, you have to yaw to the right and to get the rendezvous. Maybe pitch up just a little bit.
Okay.
It's on.
Are we getting them?
Well, I just... The trouble is, I don't think you'd be able to get it out the rendezvous window and have the high gain too, Frank.
If you're telling me to...
The thing to do would be, if you want to get the earth, to get the yaw off. The yaw off and pitch up.
Try to get calm, will you, Bill?
Okay, well, I don't see it out there anywhere, do you? The earth? I don't think we've had ALS yet.
We're going down, it's the radio.
I'm knowing again, I'm supposed to get on an Omni. You'll have to pitch up, Frank. I can't get him there on the...
Huh?
You'll have to pitch up, I can't get him on the high gain there. Pitch or yaw, pitch up or yaw, and or yaw right.
I'll do both.
Okay.
How's that steam pressure, Bill?
Good.
We're in the middle,
not even boiling yet. Yeah, we got started. Where's the pad book? And then have the,
Here it comes!
Okay,
oh, boy!
Got a good shot of her?
Yeah, see it?
Well, keep the camera there.
Here it comes. Here it comes, but you're not on yet. Oh, you gotta reduce it. Pitch up or yaw.
Yaw right.
Yaw right. Oh,
I get up this camera window over here. Okay.
Get used to the bottom weight.
Roll a little bit. Roll a little bit to the right.
Here, you
that's
want me to fly
it
just to tell
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
It's the roll that's got it. Roll right if you can.
We're rolling.
Come on, Dane.
We're going to radio now. How are you? You got her coming up? You see her, Frank?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Gotta roll.
Just roll.
Watch the gimbal lock.
Yeah. You gotta roll, and you're off.
We're over 45 degrees in yaw right now. I'm still yawing, I'm still rolling.
Where is it, Frank? Point to it.
I'm pointing right at it with a camera.
Well, why in the hell we're not getting it? Okay.
Should be getting it.
try again here.
Got it?
There you got zero.
There you got it. They're looking some kind of a gimbal arc up there.
Try it. Palm.
Houston?
There.
Houston, Apollo 8, over. Roger, we've got the TV.
Left.
For,
Go left a little bit. It was a good picture.
How does it affect your look, Houston? The TV look okay?
Welcome from the moon, Houston. To the world. Okay, why don't you describe what about Charlie here, anyway?
Doc, this does the thing. Tell me what we're going to do.
You got the communication.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll with it.
Houston, you're seeing a view of the Earth. They can go over the lunar horizon. We're going to follow the track until the terminator, where we will turn the spacecraft and give you a view of the long shadowed terrain at the terminator, which should come in quite well in the TV.
We don't know whether you can see it from the TV screen, but the moon is nothing but a milky white. Completely void.
Show it out that picture now, I lost it. Okay.
We're changing the cameras to the other window now.
Can you pitch down now and let me get out the rendezvous window and yaw, maybe?
Which way do you want to yaw?
Yaw towards me and away from the Earth now.
This is Apollo 8 coming to you live from the moon. We've had to switch the TV camera now. We showed you first a view of Earth as we've been watching it for the past 16 hours. Now we're switching so that we can show you the moon that we've been flying over at 60 miles altitude for the last 16 hours. Bill Anders, Jim Lovell, and myself have spent the day before Christmas up here doing experiments, taking pictures, and firing our spacecraft engines to maneuver around. What we'll do now is follow the trail that we've been following all day and take you on to a lunar sunset. The moon is a different thing to each one of us. I think that each one carries his own impressions of what he's seen today. I know my own impression is that it's a vast, lonely, forbidding type existence or expanse of nothing. It looks rather like clouds and clouds of pumice stone.
Can't you get it down?
And it certainly would not appear to be a very inviting place to live or work. Jim, what have you thought most about?
Well, Frank, my thoughts were very similar. The vast loneliness up here of the moon is awe-inspiring, and it makes you realize just what you have back there on Earth. The Earth from here is a grand oasis in the big vastness of space.
Bill, what do you think?
I think the thing that impressed me the most were the lunar sunrises and sunsets. These in particular bring out the stark nature of the terrain, and the long shadows really bring out the relief that is here and hard to see in this very bright surface that we're going over right now.
You describe, that's not color, Bill. Describe some of the physical features of what you're showing the people.
I changed it to the other window. What sea are we coming up here? Smith Sea?
Yeah.
Nice sea.
We are now coming on to Smythe Sea, a small mare region covered with a dark level material. There is a fresh, bright impact crater on the edge towards us, and a mountain range on the other side.
The Pyrenees.
These mountains are the Pyrenees.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
No, I don't think that I get that.
Are you reading us, Papa Houston?
Maybe it's turned off, though.
Somehow it got off again.
Roger, we understand. Take a look now.
How about now, Apollo?
Yawn if you can.
Right or left?
Right.
Okay. Roll.
Right.
What you're seeing as we cross my sea are the craters Kastner and Gilbert.
Some of the very bright impact craters.
And what we've noticed especially that you cannot see from the Earth are the small, bright impact craters that dominate the lunar surface.
How's that now, Bill?
Yeah, the more right roll, the better.
Can you show the horizon?
Yes, and I'm on.
Describe the horizon. The horizon here is very, very stark. The sky is pitch black and the earth, or the moon rather, excuse me, is quite light. And the contrast between the sky and the moon is a vivid dark line.
Coming into view of the camera now are some interesting old double ring craters. Some interesting features that are quite common in the Mare region and have been filled by some material, the same consistency of the Mare and same color. Here are three or four of these interesting features. Further on the horizon, you see the these are the Pyrenees, aren't they?
After the Sea of Fertility. First we're going to the Sea of Fertility.
What are these mountains?
Well, there's the foaming sea.
Okay, the mountains coming up now are heavily impacted with numerous craters whose central peaks you can see in many of the larger ones.
Actually, I think the best way to describe this area is a vastness of black and white. Absolutely no color.
The sky up here is also a rather forbidding, foreboding expanse of blackness with no stars visible when we're flying over the moon in daylight.
Are we coming up near our target area?
No, you know, I don't think so. I think that's my way to do it.
Do you need this anymore? I'll find out where we are here. All right.
You can see by the numerous craters
that this leave it on there,
planet has been bombarded through the eons with numerous small asteroids and meteoroids pockmarking the surface every square inch.
And one of the amazing features of the surface is the roundness of most of the craters. It seems that most of them have a round, mound type appearance instead of sharp, jagged rocks.
Only the very newest features have any sharp definition to them. And eventually they get eroded down by the constant bombardment of small and meteorites.
You hope.
Okay. There's two big craters coming up on our right. I don't know which ones they are.
What does it look like here?
How's the picture now, Houston? Houston, are you reading us? Thank
sure.
you. Can you see the two large craters to the just to the right of our track, Houston?
That might be Kastner and Gilbert, although I'm not too sure. I can't see them.
hard to get me in the camera window at the same time.
Can I look out here just a second just to find out where we are? Oh, we're still over the, okay, we're still over the east side. Here comes my C now.
The very bright features you see are the new impact craters, and the longer a crater has been on the surface of the moon, the more mottled and subdued it becomes.
Hey, Bill, you're not talking to geologists.
What do you want me to say?
Good. Here's where we are.
Okay.
My
C. You read it off there.
Roger.
Houston, we're passing over an area that's just to the east of Smythe C now, in checking our charts. Smythe C is coming up in a few minutes. Hey, watch out for Gimbal, please.
How you doing, Bill? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I can't see much out here.
We are now coming up towards the terminator, and I hope that soon we'll be able to show you the varying contrast of light as we go into the darkness.
Okay.
Yeah, the terminator is
we're in Foo, and you have the computer. Don't stop, Bill. I'm
going
to cut you off.
Well, I ran out of thoughts, man.
There's a lot of holes down there.
We're now approaching a series of small impact craters. There is a dark area between us and them, which could possibly be a old lava flow. We going sideways?
Yeah.
Is that crater on the backside called Chopkowski?
Something like Stilkowski or something. That's the old Russian name. That's the Goddard of...
Yeah.
You can see the large mountains on the horizon now, ahead of the spacecraft to the north of our track. Those appear to be...
I'm checking that. Now we, there's a bright speed right there.
The intensity of the sun's reflection in this area makes it difficult for us to distinguish the features we see on the surface, and I suppose even harder on the television, but as we approach the terminator and the shadows become longer, you'll see a marked change.
I don't know where we are now, because we're yawed off so much.
We're going sideways. Frank's window would be the best one. You see the terminator coming yet, Frank?
Yeah. I don't know which way it is. I gotta look to see the curve.
There's a very dark crater in the filling material of this valley in front of us now. It's rather unusual in that it's sharply defined, yet it's dark all over its interior walls, whereas most new-looking craters are a very bright interior. small impact crater in front of us now in the Little Mare, well defined, quite new. And another one approaching. The spacecraft is facing north from our track. We are going sideways to our left. What is that Mare up there now, that big one?
Straight ahead?
Yeah.
North? Okay, let me check in there. Wow, there's a sea of crises coming up. Oh, that big one is a sea of crises over there.
We're now seeing the sea of crises coming over the horizon. What's the name of that crater right between us and him?
Okay, I'll get it for you right now. That's, Condorcet crater.
Condorcet?
Let me see, just to make sure. Are we under a sea right now, nicely? So that's Condorcet crater.
We believe the crater, the large dark crater between the spacecraft and the Sea of Crises is the Condorcet crater. Sea of Crises is amazingly smooth as far as the horizon past this rather rough mountainous region in front of the spacecraft.
How are you doing?
We'll switch windows.
It's still on, Bill?
Yes. Be careful when you grab that handle, because apparently you can turn it off.
That's how that is.
How's that look now, Ken? You'll have to talk to see what you are. I can't see where you are playing. Okay, what is the problem here? Okay.
I can't pitch up too much.
Can you roll? Don't pitch up, just roll. You can roll
right.
Roll right, and you can yaw left. Get your way from the gimbal a little bit. Roll right and yaw left.
We're going to lose it if you don't move over.
Roger,
right?
We're just about to lose the lock here. That's why we're slowing up a little bit.
We see the Sea of Crises in front of us now, and we're looking out the left-hand rendezvous window.
That might be Proboscis.
What's the name of the crater right out in the Sea of Crises? That's probably the one they're talking about.
Picard is right out there on the right-hand, the left-hand side of it.
How are we going to get lock now, Bill?
Okay, thing to do is to roll right is the best thing to do.
Okay, I'm rolling right. I've got, I'm in there right now.
We're all right. We're not in limit. It's their problem.
Their problem?
Tell them that's the Picard.
Houston, right. How are you reading us now?
Yeah.
The crater you see on the horizon in the Sea of Crates. How are you reading us, Houston? Roger, we're getting a lot of static. The Sea of Crises is in front of us on the horizon, and the dark crater Picard can be seen in the middle. We're now approaching the moon's sunrise, or the spacecraft sunset. This is an area that the sun has just recently come up on the moon.
What's this, what sea are we over now, Jim?
This is part of the sea of the...
You better yaw a little bit to the left. You gotta get the sun on Frank's window now.
Yeah, yaw left.
Can we still roll?
See, the Mari we're over now has a model look about it, but
sea of fertility,
not
we're
very
at.
Heavily cratered, so it must be relatively new.
We're over the Sea of Fertility.
This is the Sea of Fertility, and we're coming up on a large crater, the Delta Rim variety. Has a strange circular crack pattern around the middle of it. How many miles across is that crater?
You're looking at Tarantius?
Yeah.
Tarantius. Probably.
How many, just give me a guess. 20 miles? 30 miles?
Let's see, 30 or 40 miles.
Crater that you're seeing now is about 30 or 40 miles across.
Roll, you better roll left.
Roll left?
Yeah.
Y'all left, too. I see the air first and our back there.
Okay, roll left.
How's your picture quality, Houston? There's an interesting riddle directly in front of the spacecraft now. Running along the edge of a small mountain. Rather sinuous shape with right angle turns. Keep rolling, you're right. Rolling left, Jim.
Roll left, okay. This area just to the west of the Sea of Crises is called the Martian Sleep. And to the west of that is the Sea of Tranquility.
Can you see the fracture patterns going across the Mari in front of us now, Houston?
Now you better stop the roll.
Yeah.
Stop the roll.
Right, here's a series of cracks or faults across the middle of the Mari. They drop down in about three steps to the south. The parallel fault pattern to the north has a drop down in the center.
I think you may be going too far now, Jim.
Too far which way?
Yawing a little bit too far left.
Yawing too
far
left?
Yeah, why don't you yaw right
away?
Yeah, we want to.
Yaw right.
Or else, you may just, if you want to keep going, I'll put it out
that's
this
fine,
way.
That's fine. You want to give it to...
Now, that crater right out there is a nice raw one.
Well, they keep spring it that year.
I hope that all of you back on Earth can see what we mean when we say it's a rather foreboding horizon, a rather
dark
and unappetizing.
It's our landing site we're going over now?
Yeah, this is our landing site right down here.
We're now going over our...
Approaching the landing site.
Approaching one of our future landing sites.
Right down.
Selected in this smooth region.
Called the Sea of Tranquility.
Called the Sea of Tranquility. Smooth in order to make it easy for the initial landing attempts in order to preclude having to dodge mountains. Now you can see the long shadows of the lunar sunrise.
Hey, why don't you start reading that thing, and then that would be a good place to end it.
Well, we got to go into it very nicely. Why don't we just go into sunset?
Right.
Or is this sunrise? This is sunrise, yeah. We are approaching lunar sunrise.
We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
You got it,
man.
And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." and God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day.
Can you hold the camera?
Yeah, pass it over here again.
Oh, it's perfect right where it is.
Okay.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
That's it.
Don't see any more now.
I just turned it off. You want it on again?
Yeah, no, leave it off. Great. Great.
Off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Camera's off.
Yep.
Hey, how can you beat that? Jeez, we just went into the Terminator right in time.
Okay, let's get the spacecraft back on even keel again. Here, here's this one.
Alright, let me get the flight plan out.
Okay.
We got it.
Okay.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Oh, it sure is.
Okay, man.
It's 86 hours.
Houston, how do you read Apollo 8?
Don't tell me you didn't hear it.
Houston, Apollo 8. Roger, are we off the air now?
Why don't you just roll over to the right, Frank, and then you can...
Did you read everything that we had to say there? Okay. Now, Ken, we'd like to get all squared away for TEI here. Can you give us some good words like you promised?
Yes, sir. I have a lower band. I think we'd
like to go. I understand this is the maneuver pad that we will use for TEI. Is that correct? And you got the tape, isn't it?